Everybody eats when they come to my house.
Well, this week on Radio Nibbles, John Lendorf, if you wanted to talk about frying foods at home, you actually took on this high-risk endeavor.
I mean, do you ever fry anything at home, Sam?
Once a year, there are latkes, and that's pretty much it for us at our house.
No French fries, no.
No, sir.
And most people don't. But it wasn't that long ago that that actually was a cooking technique people used at home, and maybe some of you do. My son and I picked up a huge load of different kinds of vegetables, including Asian eggplant and yellow beets and fennel and leeks and all kinds of things. And we decided to make something that we'd never make, that we like but never make at home, vegetable tempura. It was just, you know, ridiculously easy. You buy a box of tempura mix, you add water, you got the batter. You buy a bottle of corn oil or peanut oil or grapeseed oil, or if you want to be healthy, coconut oil, and you heat it up in a deep saucepan, very deep, and that's it. Then you drop you batter the different things. Some things work better than others. Asian eggplant, that was incredible. It turns creamy and melty on the inside after it cooks in the batter. Something like the beets, yellow beets, they were actually better sliced very thin and just put directly into the oil like a potato chip. You got to get the temperature right, and I talk about all of this in my column in the Boulder Weekly this week, but, you know, we had the boiling oil there, so I said, oh, let's boil some other things in oil. Bananas, absolutely fantastic, and I had some cooked bacon. Bacon tempura. Really, what's not to like?
Bacon tempura. Well, you can read the whole tempura story in John's Nibbles column, this week's boulderweekly.com. On some food news we want to cover quickly, what's going on?
The fabulous Shine Restaurant and Potion Bar is open at its new location, 2480 Canyon, formerly Volta. The Post replaced where Shine was.
To musical chairs of restaurants.
And I don't need to remind you, because you know, that January 23rd is National Pie Day, the one national holiday invented in Boulder by one Charlie Papazian many years ago. What you need to do that day is make a pie, eat a pie, share a pie, and the one tip I would offer, take a pie crust, a rolled up pie crust, make it like you're making a cinnamon roll. Cinnamon and sugar. Roll it up, cut it in wheels, and then put those wheels face down all over the pie. And you end up having, if you make it like an apple pie with a cinnamon roll topping.
Whoa.
Yeah. Anyway.
I have to try that. Okay.
By the way, what's the best thing you've tasted lately, Sam?
I'm going to go with some molasses cookies that my sister, an excellent cookie baker, made and shared with us at our holiday gathering. Just thin and chewy, and with that flavor of molasses, a little bit of clove and ginger in there.
But not, you know, too much clove.
Just very subtle, you know, so you get the dark sweetness of the molasses as the dominant flavor. They're so good.
Sounds great.
And molasses, you know, is underrated, I think.
I think so, too.
Let's talk more on a future edition of Radio Nibbles about molasses. You can also read John's Taste Buds column about future food in the January Sensi magazine. And these programs, Radio Nibbles, are archived at kgnu.org.
Keep on frying.
Have a banana, Hannah. Try the salami, Tommy. Give with the gravy, Davy. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Try a tomato, Plato. Here's Cacciatore, Dory. Taste the bologna, Tony. Everybody eats when they come to my house. I fixed your favorite dishes, hoping this good food fills you. Work my hands to the bone in the kitchen alone. You better eat it if it kills you. Pasta Fazula Tallulah. Do have a bagel finagle. Now don't be so bashful, Nashville. Everybody eats when they come to my house. Everybody eats when they come to my house.